திருச்சிற்றம்பலம். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர்க், த நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் டிவைன் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் லார்ட் சிவா த சுப்ரீம் ஆஃப் மகாபாரதா, பிரசன்டட் பை கார்த்திக் ராமச்சந்திரன் சேஷாத்ரி. தேங்க்யூ. திருச்சிற்றம்பலம்.
ஏஷ தேவோ மகாதேவோ யோசௌ பார்த்த தவாக்ரதஹாம் சங்கிராமே சாத்திரவான் நிக்னம் ஸ்த்வயா திருஷ்டக் பினாகத்ருக் சிந்துராஜ வதார்த்தாய பிரதிஜ்ஞாதே த்வயா நக கிருஷ்ணேன தர்ஷிதக் ஸ்வப்னே யஸ்து சைலேந்திரமூர்தனி. ஓ அர்ஜுனா, ஹி என்ஸ் ஹியர் டிஸ்கிரைபிங் த க்ளோரிஸ் ஆஃப் லார்ட் சிவா. He himself says, we saw that yesterday, where Vyasacharya himself says, even I cannot describe the glories of Lord Shiva, even in thousands and thousands of years, I cannot describe the glories of Lord Shiva completely. Even Vishnu cannot do it, even Brahma cannot do it. Adisesha cannot do it with his thousand mouths. No one can do it. Or Lakshmi also cannot do it. So there he says, and then he ends here, and then this is that Mahadeva, oh dear Arjuna, who is armed with the pinaka, pinakam bibradagahi rudram. He is holding the pinaka bow. And then, so he is armed with that pinaka, O Mahadeva. This is that Mahadeva who actually went in, you know, who appeared in front of your chariot and killed all your enemies. Before even you killed them, he actually killed them. And your arrows were hitting actually the dead bodies. So that's the answer that he gives to the question that was asked by Arjuna. We saw that, right? Arjuna comes with a question. Ashwatthama also comes with a question to Vyasa. Vyasa connects that to Shiva Paratvam. And Arjuna also comes. Arjuna says, oh, who is that personality? For all the 15 days, I don't feel like I was hitting my enemies. When I hit an arrow against my enemy, there is some other personality who comes in front of my arrow and hits my enemy, and he disappears. So I feel like my arrows are hitting the dead bodies. Who is that personality? Please enlighten me, Vyasa. I don't know. I'm totally confused. And then, oh dear Arjuna, there is nothing to be confused. And then he starts off by saying that firstborn, that no, there is no birth, that birthless personality himself has favored you and Krishna in this war, and that's why you're able to win the war. And that's what he answers this question. He, that Mahadeva, who is the holding the pinaka bow, has come and slayed your enemies. And he has come in front of your chariot and he was killing all your enemies, favoring you and Krishna in this war, oh dear. And then Sindhuraja Vadarthaya Pratignyate Tvayanaga. No, Arjuna, we saw Sindhuraja, this connection is there. Sindhuraja is actually that, he was the brother-in-law of Duryodhana. You know, Duryodhana, there were 100 Kauravas, right? And then to the 100 Kauravas, there was one sister named Dushala. So Jayadratha, that is Sindhuraja, is Jayadratha who married Dushala. So Jayadratha, what he did was he killed, you know, I don't want to go into detail, but, you know, externally I'm saying, because I want to explain this verse told by Vyasa. So Sindhuraja, what he did, Jayadratha, he killed Abhimanyu through deceit. He was not the one who killed Abhimanyu, but he, you know, stopped the Pandavas. Krishna and Arjuna were fighting at a different place, and he stopped the other four Pandavas in getting into the Chakravyuha. So he was the ultimate cause of Abhimanyu being killed by 8 warriors at the same time. So, and then he takes a pratignya. Arjuna takes a vow. If I don't kill Jayadratha in the next, you know, by next day morning, you know, by next day evening, you know, before tomorrow's sunset, I will, you know, burn myself. I will jump into the fire and then, suicide. So that's the vow he takes. And then here also Vyasa connects that Sindhuraja Vadarthaya Pratignyate Tvayanaga. You know, everyone were trying to protect Sindhuraja that day. It was very terrible for, it was very difficult for Partha, that is Arjuna, you know, to go near Sindhuraja, that is Jayadratha. It was very, very difficult. And then that night, so that was, I think, the 14th day, if I'm not wrong. So 13th day, he takes the vow. And then that night, the 13th day night, the time he takes the vow, and that day, so Krishna was confused. No, he has taken this kind of a vow. And then that day he takes him to Lord Shiva. So this is there again. It comes in Mahabharata Dronaparva is a very interesting thing. So there is one thing that everyone knows is in Vanaparva, where Arjuna, he goes and then he takes the Pashupata. He gets the Mahapashupata. He doesn't use it in the war. But Krishna at a later point in Karnaparva says, just by having the Pashupata weapon, you have the blessings of Lord Shiva, oh my dear Arjuna, so no one can defeat you in the war. You know, just by having the Pashupata, you have become powerful. So he gets the Mahapashupata weapon from, that is one story that is present in Vanaparva. But again, Arjuna, he forgets the mantras to invoke the Pashupata weapon. In the Dronaparva, on the 13th day night, Krishna takes him to Lord Shiva. And both of them recite Rudram, Shatarudriyam, 11 times. Namo Bhavaya Devaya. Even the stuti they do to Lord Shiva in the mountain, you know, after going to the, you know, because Mahadeva is also described as, you know, the Lord of Mountains. Girishaya cha shipi vishtaya cha namo midushtamaya cheshumate cha namo. Oh, Rudram says, Himavad Giri Kanyakaha. He is the Lord of Mountains. Paro Mujavatoti. Mujavat is also a mountain that comes in the, that word comes in the Vedas. So he is the Lord of Mountains, and then there actually they do a stuti that also, you know, matches with the Rudram verses. And then they recite 11 times Rudram, and then Arjuna, you know, he becomes, you know, Arjuna, both of them recite, Arjuna and Krishna recites, and then Arjuna gets the Pashupata weapon. He remembers the mantras to invoke the Pashupata weapon. And then next day he goes to kill the Sindhuraja, and then he defeats Sindhuraja Vadartaya. So that's what Vyasa reminds him. So that part also becomes authentic now. Because Vyasa mentions that part here. Sindhuraja Vadartaya. In order to kill the, you know, you took a vow to kill the ruler of Sindhus, the Sindhuraja, that is Jayadratha. And that night, that previous night, you remember Arjuna, Krishna showed you this personality, Mahadeva, who was sitting on the top of that foremost of mountains, Shailendra Murdhani. Shaila means mountain. Who was sitting on the top of that foremost of mountains. You remember, he showed you, Krishna showed you this God only. So this God only I have been describing for a long time to you. This God is that personality whom I cannot describe even in thousands and thousands of years, oh dear Arjuna. So that's what. And there also, and another interesting, we can take up that topic that is quite interesting. There also, if you see, Arjuna was also confused after, you know, he doesn't know, he had taken an oath, but he did not know whether he would be able to accomplish that vow. And then that day, you know, that night, Arjuna actually worships Krishna with flowers, Vasudeva. And then when Krishna and Arjuna, you know, Krishna takes him to, you know, Lord Shiva, and then completely he was surprised. Arjuna was surprised. So very interesting thing, I wanted to mention this. So Arjuna was surprised because the flowers that he offered to Krishna were lying at the feet of Lord Shiva. So which means that whichever God you worship, you know, ultimately that worship goes to Mahadeva and he grants the boons ultimately. So that flowers is present in Dronaparvam. I don't remember the chapter number. Probably the 77th or 78th chapter, I can confirm in my next class. But he sees the flowers lying at the feet of Lord Shiva. And then he's stunned. Wow. Mm-hmm. And then both of them start worshipping Lord Shiva. And then he gets the Pashupata again. So that's what Vyasa says. You know, this is the God, this Mahadeva whom I described for, you know, so much. And this is the God that Krishna showed you that night. You know, when you took a vow to kill Jayadratha, who was sitting on the top of the foremost of mountains. Oh dear Arjuna. Eshavai Bhagavan Devak Samgrame Yati Tegrataha Yenat Dattani Testrani Yaistvaya Danava Hataha Danyam Yashasya Mayushyam Punyam Vedaischa Sammitam Devadevasya Teparta Vyakyatam Shatarudriyam. We saw yesterday he mentioned about Shatarudriyam, which is the foremost section within the entire Vedas. There is not a hymn that is equal to Rudram, which is only referring to Lord Shiva, not to demigod, not to other devatas like Brahma, Vishnu or Indra, not to Rama, Krishna or Narasimha. It is only referring to Lord Shiva. That Shatarudriyam, he mentions it again, second time he mentions. Yesterday we saw he mentioned it once to Arjuna, and then again he mentions. He was the one who proceeded and in advance in your bat in a, He was the one who, you know, stood in front of your chariot and killed your enemies, O Partha. And then it was he who gave you the weapons who to slay the Danavas. Now he gave the Pashupata weapon. Just by having the Pashupata weapon, he became powerful. He did not use that, but he became powerful. Now Pashupata, Upamanyu Maharshi says that Pashupata is so powerful that if you invoke that, it can even destroy Brahma and Vishnu and even the entire universe. Such powerful is that Mahapashupata weapon, which even Brahmastra or Indrastra or Narayanastra cannot match even a little. So that powerful is that Pashupata weapon. So he was the one who gave you the weapons. He was the one who, you know, defeated all your enemies in the war. It was not you or Krishna. So that's why he named the title as Lord Shiva, the hero of the Mahabharata war, not Krishna or Arjuna. And then the hymn approved in the Vedas, which is called as Shatarudriyam, is in honor of that Mahadeva, the God of gods, Deva Devasya. It is honoring that Deva Deva Mahadeva. Shatarudriyam is honoring that God, Mahadeva alone. Life enhancing hymn. It is the foremost of all the hymns. Also that leads you to, gives you all prosperity and leads you to moksha. Tasmat avimuktam ashruto bhavati. You know, Kaivalya Upanishad says, So agni puto bhavati, surapanat puto bhavati, sa brahmahatyaya puto bhavati, sa kritya krityat puto bhavati, tasmat avimuktam ashruto bhavati. Just by chanting Shatarudriyam, which is the foremost of all the hymns, you know, the sin of drinking alcohol would perish. The sin of trying to possess another man's wife will perish. You know, that is also the foremost of sins, actually. You know, desiring for another man's wife is a big sin. And then stealing gold is a big sin. And then killing of a brahmana is a big sin. So these things, all these sins will perish by chanting the Shatarudriyam. And then tasmat avimukta mashruto bhavati. What is avimukta? Kashi, Varanasi, Benares, Rudra Vasa, and then you have Avimukta. Different names are there for that Kashi, the place of moksha. You attain that moksha by chanting the Shatarudriyam, Kaivalya Upanishad ends by saying that. So that's what is described by Vyasa here. O Partha, that is that hymn that is glorifying that infinite Mahadeva. And then Sarvartha Sadhanam Punyam, Sarva Kilbisha Nashanam, Sarva Papa Prashamanam, Sarva Dukkha Bayapaham, Chaturvidam Idam Stotram Yakshranoti Naraksada Vijayit Vijitya Shatrun Sarvansa Rudraloke Mahiyate. One attains, you know, after, you know, by chanting that hymn, which is present in all the four Vedas, all the sins will perish. The same thing that is told in Kaivalya Upanishad and Atharva Shiras Upanishad, all the sins perish. And then you go back to Mahadeva. You go back to the imperishable region of Lord Shiva, Parakailasha. And then you don't return from there. Tasma, nacha punara vartate. Kalagni Rudra Upanishad says, nacha punara vartate, nacha punara vartate. There is no return after that. So, and then the people also succeed in vanquishing, you know, destroying their enemies. And then, so, Bhakto Vishveshwaram Devam Manusheshu Chayak Sada Varan Kamansa Labhate Prasanne Trembake Naraha Gacha Yuddhasya Kaunteya Natavasti Parajayaha Yasya Mantri Cha Gopta Cha Parshvastohi Janardhanaha. So, you know, just, you know, whoever listens to this, you know, and he worships, whoever listens to this episode, wonderful episode, and then worships that illustrious Lord of the universe, three-eyed Mahadeva. So he will grant whatever, you know, Lord Shiva will grant whatever that Jivatma wants. You know, whatever you ask for, you can, it will be granted by Lord Shiva in course of time. So whoever hears this wonderful episode, that's what Vyasa says. And then go and fight, O son of Kunti. Sharanam gaccha Kaunteya. You have Janardana for you. Janardana is your charioteer. And you both are devotees of Lord Shiva. Indra's Amsha is Arjuna. Narayana's Amsha is Krishna. You know, go and, you know, fight, O son of Kunti. So you both are devotees of Lord Shiva and then no one can defeat you. So that's what it is. And then Vyasa ends there. And then Sanjaya Uvacha, Eva Muktar Junam Samkye Parashara Sutastada Jagama Bharata Shrestha Yatagatam Arindama. And then Arjuna, having heard this, words of the son of Parashara, because Parashara was also a great devotee of Lord Shiva. Parashara Upapuranam confirms that. And then Parashara's son is Vyasa. So having heard the words told by the son of Parashara Muni, the chief of Bharatas, Bharatashrestha, you know, he's one of the greatest warriors, Arjuna. So he's described as, you know, Bharatashrestha. You know, he went away, you know, he went from that place seeking the blessings of Lord Shiva and then Vyasa, and then he went to kill his foes, to kill his enemies in the battle, because there were 3 more days of battle there at that time. 15 days of battle was over, 3 more days of battle were there. And then yuddham krutva mahadvoram panchahani mahabalaha brahmano nihato rajan brahmalokam avaptavan swadite yatphalam tede tasmin tadasmin napi parvani kshatriyanam abirunam yuktamatra mahadyashaha. So Drona, you know, Drona was the commander in chief of the Kauravas for 5 days, right? Bhishma for 10 days and Drona for 5 days. And after he was the commander in chief for 5 days, you know, he attained the region of Brahma, Brahmalokam. And then, you know, the fruit, the results, you know, this is the end of the Parva. The Drona Parva ends with the episode glorifying Lord Shiva. So, and then Sanjaya says, you know, whoever, you know, reads this Parva, specific section within this Parva, will get the result of, you know, will get the results that arises from the study of the Vedas. You know, whatever, when you study the Vedas, you get some results, right? So that result you get by studying this section within the Parva. And then the great achievements of brave Kshatriyas are described here, Sanjaya says. And then he says, and then he completes the last 2 verses. Ya idam patate parva shrunuyad vapi nityashaha samuchyate mahapapai kritair goraischa karmabihi yajnyavaptir brahmanasyeha nityam gore yuddhe kshatriyanam yasascha sheshau varnau kamamishtam labete putran pautran nityamishtam stataiva. So he who reads this Parva, Drona Parva, or the specific section within the Drona Parva, the interesting section is the last 2 episodes, as we know, which confirms Lord Shiva is the ultimate cause of everything and ultimate cause of Brahma and Vishnu also. And he was the one who gave the weapons to Arjuna in this battle, and he was the one who favored Arjuna and Krishna in this battle to defeat his enemies. So since he is the hero, and then whoever reads that, you know, will get free of the most Gora Papa, will get free from even the most heinous sins that they have done in their life and the previous lives. And Brahmanas, by reading this, will obtain the fruits of the sacrifices, yajna, whatever, you know, whenever you do a yajna, you will get some results. And Brahmanas will obtain that by reading this section. Kshatriyas may obtain victory in battle by reading this. And then whoever reads this will have, you know, sons and grandsons, and all their objects of desire will be fulfilled. That's what it ends. And then, so like, this is how it ends. And so thank you for supporting me. You know, it was a, you know, just like the episode of Upamanyu, I enjoyed giving the lecture on Upamanyu. And like that, you know, this was this is an important piece within the entire Mahabharata. Very, very important, which has been authenticated even by Bhattabhaskara. We saw that in the beginning of the class. So very authentic piece within the entire Mahabharata, which confirms the supremacy of Lord Shiva. And people think that Ramayana, Mahabharata, oh, Ramayana is about Rama, Mahabharata is about Krishna. Very wrong misconception, you know, it's only talking about Lord Shiva. Even Valmiki Ramayanam talks about Lord Shiva only, and even Mahabharatam talks about Lord Shiva only. So there is no doubt about that. So people are, you know, in misconception. But so all these things, you know, confirm. Even verses from Linga Purana are repeated by Vyasa to Arjuna in this Mahabharata.